Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Boss Talks with A, Growing Through It, the podcast. So for this episode, we will get into the topic called failures. So as an entrepreneur, you will fail. I have so many stories and experiences of failures that happened to me, and I want to just really share that with you. And let's just jump into it. So back in 2017, after I had my son, you have a baby, got to stay home for 6 weeks or your maternity leave. At this time, I was freshly new at my job, so they weren't offering any maternity leave. So, I told them 6 weeks I'll be out, but I'll be back come January. Let's start fresh. It's a new year. All the good stuff. When getting prepared to go back to work, because as a new mom, it's so hard to leave your newborn. 6 weeks, I feel as though, is not enough time to be with your child. I spoke to them and I said, I'll come back. Fresh start, new week, new day. They kept giving me the runaround. So, weeks are passing. No one's answering my call. All the shenanigans. And I was like, I can't. Because when I was pregnant with my son, I was working at Pandora retail store. And I just couldn't deal with it. I was just like, I give so much. And just to be get the short end of the stick all the time, I do not like it. So I said, I need to really start brainstorming, because I've been wanting to work for myself for the longest time. So this was the perfect time. And then I got to stay home with my baby, which I can watch him grow. I didn't miss those moments of him growing up. So this is when I started to plan. So, they laid me off. So, I had to do all the unemployment stuff, which was another headache and a half, because they said that I quit. And I'm like, how do I quit when I just had a full human being push me to want to just start my business? Go to the drawing board. I'm brainstorming. I'm like, what is it that I want to do? I know I love helping people. I know I have all the resources. I have all the knowledge. I have all the knowledge and resources for people. So I said, let me just write this stuff down. I always keep a good notebook and a pen with me. So I'm writing this stuff down. I'm writing everything that I offer. I'm good at admin work, targeting small startup businesses that the CEO was just so busy and couldn't handle, doing packaging orders, doing admin work. I'm good at that. I love being organized. I love helping people organize. Boom. I finally figure out what I want to do. So I'm brainstorming. I didn't really have a business plan, but when I was getting my MBA, we had to actually do a business plan. We had to do a full layout of a business plan. So it helped, because I used my consulting business as my business name for this project that I was working on when I was in school. So that helped me learn my target market, just learn who I wanted to target to, who I wanted to go for. And being in Jersey City, there's a lot of small businesses, and a lot of small businesses do not get the support that they need when they need help. So fast forward to 2019. I'm like, let me just go for it. So I registered my business in April, because I didn't register it back in 2018, but it's very important to register your business as soon as you come up with the name, but make sure the name is available. It's something that you'll stick with in the long run. And, AMO consultant is my initial. So AMO was the easy part, in consulting, I just added that on. So registered my business, and then now I'm hunting for my first client. I had some peers and that had their own business, and I was like, let me just shoot my shot. We could see how this worked. I thought everything was going to be sweet and just so easy, but I'm going to be real with y'all. Starting your business, it is a roller coaster. Oh my God, it's a roller coaster. You just don't know when the drops are going to happen, when the turns are going to happen. It's just like that. You're just challenged. I got my first client, and I was working with her for a while. So after, I was getting as I was getting to the groove of everything, I'm like, let me go get my next client, so I could show them all the work that I've been doing for the past couple of months. They can see. I started to learn Instagram. Y'all, I hate Instagram, but Instagram is where it's at. It's just, you just have to just know how to work it, because the algorithm is so annoying, very annoying. One day you can have so many likes, the next day, you don't get no likes, no follows. So it's just you gotta just figure out and just learn the right hashtags to use, who to target, be sneaky with liking this. I'm going to be sharing some gems with y'all, so make sure y'all have a notebook and a pen. I am going to be sharing a lot of tips and giving y'all resources for free, all the good stuff. So I learned social media. I started to manage her social media, because luckily she wasn't really on. I'm like, this is my perfect chance to teach her and get and learn myself. Because me, you tell me you want to do, you want this done, I'm gonna challenge myself to learn it. So you know, I can add that under my list of skills, and then boom, I can teach you how to do it. So I've always been like a creative. I'm not the best graphic designer, don't get me wrong, but I know how to put something together. So this is when Canva, I found out about Canva. I was using that and I just was on it nonstop. I was on Canva. I'm teaching myself stuff. I love to learn. I love to learn and just grow, because it's always good to learn. And YouTube and Google are free. Like, there's so many people that just go, that are online like me, and we just share free information just to help the next person. So yeah, so I learned Canva and everything. So this is when I started to reach out to other entrepreneurs where I'm like, I'll shoot my shot. So I reached out to other people, and now I'm gonna tell y'all how I got to get to my next client. So I find everybody on Instagram. I follow people on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, all the social medias. I watch how you work, and if I see something that you're lacking, like not in a bad way, but that you're lacking in, that's when I come in. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm a consultant. My specialty is boop, boop, boop. I saw on your Instagram page that you were missing, let's just say, your highlights, where you can highlight every little thing you do. You're missing that. If we can do a trial, let's book a consultation. I'll do a social media audit. And then from there, we can go. Now, my consultations are free. It's 30 minutes. It's free. I just get a feel of your business. You're talking the whole time. I'm not talking. You're going to tell me everything. And at the end, that's when I'm going to explain what I saw. And then from what you told me. So I listen. I just listen. You know, communication is key and listening is key. So I listen and I listen and I listen. And then at the end, we discuss where it is that you need support in. And then this is when I send you my package. Now, pricing your packages and or your services sometimes is really tricky, because you're always going to have those people who's like, I'm not paying that amount of money for this. And as a business owner, CEO and founder, you have to keep everything professional. You know, there's always polite ways to decline what a potential customer says, or what another person says. You don't always have to get nasty snapback. You know what? Can't afford me right now. You just give them another resource, or just politely decline. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, this is what I offer, this and that. Or this is when, you know, offer them a freebie, and then that's how you drag them in. See? Now, those are other things. So getting off topic here. So 2019, you know, got my first client, registered my business. So everything was looking professional. Now, 2020 is where I was just like, what the fuck? Because I was losing clients. Well, COVID came, I'm losing clients. And I was just like, what am I doing wrong? I'm not the type to really care about followings, but I was like, my content, you know, is real. It's so real. Give you free information. I don't ask for anything. I was focusing on my competition and other people and their businesses growing. I'm doing that. Nothing is working. And I gave up like 3 times in 2020, because I was just like, I'm so over this. I was like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what is it that I'm missing? You know, I'll take a break. I'll get in my feelings, take a break. Don't come back. And then I'm just like, I can't do that, because I'm missing out on money. I love money. So when I'm upset in my feelings, I'm missing out on money when I don't want to do work. And I had to tell myself, no, you need money. You want things. You like to splurge on yourself. You like to splurge on your son. You need money. I went through challenges in 2020. It was a lot of no's, but you know, you'll get 1,000 no's, but that one yes will make a difference in your life. And at this time, my mom, she has her nonprofit, but she has other businesses as well. I teach her social media. Like, she learns, but I teach her, and she signed on to be my client. I never thought in a million years I would be working with my mom and helping her business grow, because this lady, she wears so many hats. But to help her and contribute, it makes me so excited. And I've been doing such a great job with her. And that's when I was just like, I know my worth. Like, my worth is good. My work is good. So when you start speaking that positivity into yourself and out loud, it just feels different. Because when you speak negative, you just feel like you want to give up. I never give up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trying. There's times when I do just want to give up, but I just keep going. And when you keep going, that's when you just know, like, wow, like, you look back when the good things and the blessings, and then you reach that finish line, you're just like, wow. I was about to give up. And what if I gave up? I would never made it this far. Like right now, I'm just so excited that I'm in my own apartment. I told y'all this last time, but I'm in my apartment after fighting for and not giving up. This is just such an amazing feeling. And I would just question in 2020, like, why isn't nobody noticing me? But you know, there are people that are noticing you. There's always someone watching you. They just might not say nothing to you, but down the line, you know, y'all might cross some paths. So fast forward now, we are in 2021. My whole business mood is different. My mental is different. I just want everything good to come my way. I'm so positive. When I get upset about something, I feel what I feel for like 5 minutes, and then it's back to work. I'll put on some music. I'll create some content. I'll even write. I found out writing is so good. Just write. And any idea that you have, just write your ideas down. Just start planning. Just to keep your mind and yourself busy. Because at the end of the day, it works. And look, I'm doing a podcast. I never thought that I would do a podcast ever. Like, a podcast never came across my mind until I just wanted to just sit here and just talk to you guys and just let you all know that being an entrepreneur is tough and it's hard. It is so hard, you know. But as your own CEO, you run shit. Like, you run everything. You get to change whatever you want to change. You're going to have those clients and those people who get on your bad side, but everything is a lesson. You learn from it. You grow from it. I'm so happy because I grew from everything that started in 2017 till now. So all of those challenges and all of those mistakes that I learned from, all the no's, everything that just wasn't going right was for this moment right now, for me sitting right here in my kitchen / dining room, and I'm recording my third episode of a podcast. And I'm just so excited. I'm so happy. I cannot wait to get into some more juicy topics. Next episode, please have a notebook and a pen ready, because I'm plugging any and every business that I work with or that I want to work with in the future.